Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call of Godavari Power and Ispat Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you, Yashri. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Godavari Power and Ispat Limited earnings call to discuss the Q4 and FY23 results. We have on the call Mr. Abhishek Agarwal, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Bodhra, CFO, and Mr. Dinesh Gandhi, Executive Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Dinesh Gandhi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Q4 FY23 and FY23 full year earning call of Godavari Power and Ispat Limited. The results and earning presentation is available on our website and stock exchanges. I assume that you have had a chance to review it. We'll provide a conscious overview of the results and then we can proceed to the Q&A session. At the outset, I would like to mention that we have had a prosperous year in 2023. I'm thrilled to announce that we have reached all-time high milestone in terms of revenue, iron ore extraction, pellet manufacturing, sales, and despite significant obstacle of 45% export duty on pellet and other iron and steel products, the company has achieved reasonably good financial numbers. Before dwelling into our financial performance, I would like to give you an overview of the strategic updates which we have made throughout the year. The company is committed to delivering favorable returns to the shareholders. As a part of this commitment, the company has initiated a share buyback program of 250 crore. This involved the purchase of 50 lakh equity shares of rupees 10 each at a price of rupees 500 per share. The buyback process was successfully completed in the month of April 23. Additionally, the board of directors of the company has declared a dividend of rupees 4 per share, that is 80% on the face value of shares for the year FY23 on the remaining paid up share capital after the buyback. The dividend recorded has been declared by the company and available on the stock exchanges. The company has also announced an ambitious capex aimed at and significantly enhancing the iron ore mining capacity and pellet plant capacity. The mining capacity of Aridumri mine is proposed to be announced from 2.35 to 6 million ton and a new beneficiation plant with a capacity of 4.5 million ton will be established. The project timeline for completion for iron ore mine is about 18 months with an estimated capex of 200 crore. Moreover, the pellet capacity, the existing pellet capacity of 2.7 million ton is proposed to be enhanced to 5.7 million ton by constructing additional pellet capacity of 3 million ton. This expansion is anticipated to be completed within a period of 3 years from the date of announcement, which is March 2023, with an estimated capex of about 800 crores. The company has applied to the Ministry of Environment and Forest and Climate Change for environmental approval for iron ore mine enhancement of iron ore mining capacity as well as the pellet plant. And the process is currently on. We expect these approvals to be received within a period of 6 months. And after that, the actual capex will start on the project. In June 92, long-awaited acquisition of Jagdamba Power Plant was completed on a slump sale basis with a capex of about 70 crores. During the year, the company has commissioned 70 megawatt of solar PV power capacity and which started commercial operation from August 22. The company is constructing additional 30 MW of capacity, which is expected to be completed in Q2 FY24. Further, I'm pleased to announce that out of the 55 MW solar power capacity of Hiranand Ferroalloys, the 30 MW has been commissioned on 29th of June, March 2023, and balance capacity is expected to be commissioned in Q2 FY23. Just to mention, the Hiranand Ferroalloys capacity has been reduced from 60 MW to 55 on account of certain problems in acquisition of the required land. And similarly, the 25 MW GPIL solar power plant in Kheragarh, the capacity is announced to 30 MW, where we have sufficient land and additional requirement of power at our mines. So the entire 155 MW capacity will be commissioned during the current year. At current grid power rate, our estimated saving on the cost of power which we are drawing from the grid, including the solar generation, is close to about 4 rupees per unit. The PLF in solar is expected to be around 15% of the installed capacity. Some of the capex for debottlenecking capacity announcement in the steel plant are expected to be completed in the current year. The balance capex to complete this project is about 113 crore, the details of which are given in page number 9 and 10 of the investors presentation. With regard to the solar, the balance capex is about 43 crores. Overall, 158 crore of capex is carried forward to the current financial year. Out of the capex initiated in FY22 and FY23, other than the capex for the mine expansion in the pellet plant. The visibility of capex on the mine and the new pellet plant, the actual capex will start only after the environmental approval is received, and the exact quantum of the capex to be made in the current year on these two projects will be announced once the environmental approval is received. Coming on the operating performance side, as you are aware, captive iron ore mining provides the company with a significant competitive advantage. It is worth noting that the market price of iron ore in Q4 was FY23 stood at 5,560 indicative price, whereas the landed cost of the captive iron ore is 3,100. This highlights the favorable cost position enjoyed by the GPIL in captive mining operation. On an annual basis, iron ore mining volume reached a record high, increasing 12% to 25 million tons as compared to 2.5 million tons as compared to 2.3 million tons in the last financial year. We also attained highest ever production and sales in iron ore pellet with increase of 9% quarter on quarter and 19% year on year as compared to previous year. GPIL witnessed record-breaking numbers in power generation and galvanized fabricated products during the year. The numbers are available in the investor's presentation. While the realization of pellet slag declined of 24% in FY23, the realization for sponge iron, spin billet, TMT bar, wires, etc. increased 6%, 14%, 9% and 12% respectively. Coming on the quarterly number, the iron ore mining volume in Q4 was lower by 15% YOY to 570,000 tons. As you are aware, there was a collapse of overburden dump in the mine, and therefore the iron ore production was impacted during the second half of the March 23. Now the operations at the mine has been normalized, and we expect to operate at normal levels. The iron ore pellet production increased 8% YOY and 3% quarter on quarter, which is 660,000 tons. Galvanized fabricated products saw an increase of 31% and 36% YOY, quarter on quarter, which is at 224,357 metric tons. Iron ore pellet sales increased 13% YOY and 24% quarter on quarter to 573,278 metric tons. Realization in all the showed an increase compared to Q3 FY23. Pellet and sponge iron realization increased 19% and 6% on quarter-on-quarter basis to 9,833 and 33,700. And there was a drop on the annual basis in the iron ore pellet realization. Coming on the consolidated financial performance, the EBITDA during the quarter increased 55% on quarter-on-quarter basis to 268 crore, despite lower net sales at 1,360 crore, down 10% quarter-on-quarter and 8% YoY. EBITDA margin improved to 20% during the quarter on QoQ basis. The PAT attributable to owners increased to 170 crore, 32% quarter-on-quarter. Coming on the annual performance side, the company achieved record high sales volume of 5,753 crore, up 7% YoY. The company achieved three-year CAGR revenue growth of 20% and five-year CAGR of 18%. EBITDA for the year stood at 113 crore, down 39%, majorly due to drop in realization of pellet, which was offset by, to some extent, by the increase in volume. The EBITDA margin for FY 2023 stood strong at 20%. The PAT attributable to owner was 793 crore. Coming on the market outlook, internationally, the global iron ore prices surged to $133 per ton CIF China in mid-March 2023, following the resumption of China's economic activity. However, a substantial increase in iron ore supplies by prominent global producers and the lower than anticipated demand recovery in China led to subsequent correction in and bringing the iron ore prices down to $108 in international market, CIF China. The World Steel Association predicts a robust growth of 2.3% in steel demand for FY 2023, followed by another 1.75% increase in FY 2024, in calendar 2024. The positive outlook bodes well for the steel demand of iron ore, and we anticipate that the prices will remain supported at the current level. On domestic front, iron ore prices, NMDC, have experienced a modest increase of 3,660 per ton in January to 4,110 rupees. Although the prices have recovered from the lows observed during the imposition of export duty, they still remain below the last year's level of rupees 5,000 per ton. In this context, the pellet prices reached a peak of 10,300 per ton in the second half of January 2023, but have since dropped to about 9,000 rupees per ton. With positive steel demand forecast, it is anticipated that the pellet prices will find strong support at the current level. India continues to shine as the prominent global market for steel demand. World Steel Association predicts 7.3% growth in India's steel demand for FY 2023, following an 8.2% growth in 2022. The Indian government focus on infrastructure development, accompanied by 33% rise in capital outlay in the last budget and a significant 75% increase in level outlay, holds great promise for the country's steel demand, which will keep the iron ore pellet prices also supportive, particularly in the realm of long and also in the long steel products. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Jatin Damania from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So couple of questions from my end. First, want to understand the impact of overall overburden dump that has fallen on our mine. So can you help us in understanding what was the volume loss that we had witnessed during that particular period?
Hi, morning. So yeah, because that overburden collapse which happened in second half of March, and again, we lost some volume end of March and lost some volume in April. Put together, the total volume, I'd say, would be about 100,000 tons. but there was no impact on the operation side because we usually maintain a inventory of, you know, mines inventory of, say, about, you know, 30-45 days. So there was no commercial impact on the plant side. But yeah, on the volume side, there was a less production of, say, 100,000 ton from, say, 15-17 March to, say, about 28 April, about 100,000.
And now the operation is fully operational, right?
Yes, operation is fully normalized. And they've also taken few further steps so that such incident doesn't happen in the future.
And second thing, sir, in the last quarter, we had taken a shutdown of the sponge iron and the billets and rounds for our maintenance and the relining. Has the shutdown completed, or do we still have more production of that?
No, no. So from first of April, we have resumed all the operations very normally at the peak capacity.
Right. And sir, last two questions was on the guidance. When you said that we'll be doing a 2.6 million ton of the pellet in FY24, we have already touched 2.5 million ton in FY23. So looking at that, do we think that there is no volume growth or the EBITDA growth one can assume during FY24, other than the contribution that can come from solar power?
See, you know, we have been operating, you know, all the plants at peak capacity. So on the pellet side, you know, we produced 2.6 million last year, and we're given the same guidance because, you know, that is close to almost 100% capacity. You know, 2-3% here and there doesn't make much difference. But yeah, at the current levels, we have almost reached 100% capacity. So the further, probably capacity addition will only happen once we start the new project. Till then, this will be the current guidance will be as it is for future year as well.
So, sir, if you look at that, if you take that into consideration, so given the 1,000 crore of the CapEx, which will probably start 18 months down the line, starting at the iron ore mining once you get the approval. So, and what you have done in FY23 in terms of the buyback and dividend, looking at our current balance sheet and the cash flow that we'll be generating in FY24, I mean, I guess then probably the rewarding of the shareholders or the corporate action could can be expect better corporate action from the management than in FY24, since we don't have any use of the cash for FY24 as a whole.
See, Jatinbhai, it is like this. You know, for effect up to FY23, we have used the cash mainly, including the buyback, which we have completed. Of course, the numbers are reflecting, the cash balance is reflecting in the month of March, but we completed the buyback in the month of April. So, expecting more corporate events at such a short notice, you know, seems difficult, as we need, you know, funds for the working capital as well. And we have to preserve the cash for the future CapEx. As I said in my opening remarks, the 150 crore approximately CapEx is pending, which will be completed in the current year, and we are expecting within 6 months the approval, environmental approval. So some CapEx will be required to be incurred for the pellet plant as well as mines, which, you know, initial advances, et cetera, which will be in the, I expect this to be in the Q4 of FY24. So the CapEx, you know, could, in the current year could be, you know, in excess of 300 to, you know, 400 crore approximately. And, dividend will continue to be there, based on the dividend policy of the company. And, if you take our last 3 years, dividend payment as well as buyback, we have distributed more than, 20% of our, cash flow from operations, you know, the profit in terms of dividend and buyback.
Sir, appreciate that. But if you look at the 800 crores of the annual cash flow you can generate in a year and a CapEx of only 400 crores, that means, I mean, one can expect a good dividend. That's the only reason why.
No, no, definitely the dividend will be good, as we go forward in line with our policy. And, you will see once we get this environmental approval and the, you know, the mine CapEx in the mine as well as in the pellet plant, will be sizable in the next financial year. So we'll have to, you know, carry forward some cash balance so that we can meet the requirement in the next financial year without resorting to the debt raise, you know, raising of debt.
Thank you, Dinesh and Abhishek. That's all from my side. I'll come back in a few if I have more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Mitul Shah from Reliance Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving opportunities. The first question is on how is the demand for how has been the demand during April and May for pellets particularly? Overall demand situation and for pellets, if you can give more details.
On pellet overall industry, it's all about, pellet being a commodity, it's all about the pricing because in India currently, as you're aware, there is excess capacity of pellet, compared to the current demand of India. Of course, export plays a major big role, export to China of pellets from India. As you're aware that the index of iron ore has come down from 130 levels to, 110, 105 levels. Of course there is pressure. There is pressure on the, pricing, as well as the demand side because, everything is coming down, be it thermal coal, be it coking coal, be it the steel prices. There is pressure. In our case, since our, I would say 65% is on the high-grade side, which is a very niche market, so we generally don't face any, pressure from the demand side. We have fixed buyers who are looking for such quality pellets.
Sir, how has been the input cost side? If you can give some detail on the coal and inventory and average pricing for past quarter and for this Q1.
You're talking about for the pellets or for overall for the operations?
Overall for the operation and for the coal side on the. Because there was a reduction again, then it went up. Now again in current spot prices are much lower.
No, see, on the thermal coal side which we import, the prices have definitely come down. It was about 150 levels during the last quarter. Right now the national index is close to $105. That impact, you will start seeing in our balance sheet when the new coal starts coming into the inventory. The imported coal cost going forward, we estimate should not be more than, 12,000-13,000 a ton, which used to be, about 18,000 rupees last quarter or say 6 months before. That is a big change in terms of coal. On the domestic coal side, also the prices have almost crashed to 50% in last 3 months. Since, of course the supply is more, the demand is less. Overall the raw material prices have come down drastically. On the operation side, since you are aware, most of our iron ore is captive. For us, the operating cost is more or less same, on quarter-on-quarter basis with minor changes depending on the fuel cost. Yeah, currently I think we can see a reduction of say further, about 200 rupees on the coal side for when it comes to pellet.
Sir, the 12,000 kind of a price, 12,000 per ton, we will realize in this quarter itself or going forward?
We'll start realizing from June onwards. The full impact can be seen from quarter Q2. Because, you place an order a month before, then you have to place your vessel, get the coal to India, then transport to your plant. It's about, 45-60 days total process. The full impact you will start seeing from quarter two. From June onwards, you will start seeing the impact. Full impact will start coming from Q2.
Okay, sir. Lastly, on the inventory side, if you can highlight because of this, the shutdown for some time, how is the inventory situation right now?
See, since the shutdown was planned, we ensured we didn't buy any extra, raw materials, especially on the coal side because the market was falling. All my inventory stocks should be over in next, two or three weeks. Then the new coal will start coming. That will straight away, start affecting to our price realization in terms of operating costs. We're not carrying very heavy inventory in terms of iron ore, in terms of coal as well. See, iron ore, of course, the mining production was down, so the inventory is down. On the coal side, we didn't buy any coal, fresh coal, during the March and April quarter because of the shutdown. Finally, the new coal start coming. We're not operating at very heavy inventory levels.
Okay, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Sumangal Nevatia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. Just few clarifications. First, the timeline which we are seeing 18 months and 36 months for the mining and the pellet expansion, this does not include the EC approval which we are expecting in 6 months, right? This timeline kind of kicks in after the EC approval. Is that the right understanding?
No, no. Sumangal, this is from the date we made the original announcement about the pellet and the mining. and environmental approval has already been. So this 18 and 36 months is including the environmental approval, not excluding the. After receipt of the environmental approval, it could be between 18 to 24 months.
Okay, understood. So we kind of budgeted 6 odd months for the EC approval, and in case
9 months for EC approval.
Okay, got it, understood. And sir, in terms of how the schedule of the capex will be, say for the pellet plant, over 36 months, it's largely going to be in the last year three, or it's evenly spread. If you just share this.
So see, on the pellet side, you know, we have some amount has gone into purchase of new land, and finally once we have the approval in hand, environmental approval, so we start placing orders. So that some amount will go in as some sort of advance. So you can see major capex happening, I would say in 24 and 25 on the pellet side.
Understood. And since the pellet is coming later than the iron ore mine, in the interim, what is the strategy? I mean, do we intend to sell iron ore in the market, or maybe just build up inventory?
No, we have no intention of selling the iron ore in the market. Probably, we will start stocking up on the inventory side. If mining production, picks up at the desired pace, so we will start inventorying, we'll start stocking, but we will not sell anything in the market. We have no intention of selling in the market.
Understood. Got it. Thank you. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have a next question from the line of Vikas Singh from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Vikas.
Sir, I just want to understand, given the coal cost has been continuously declining, have we seen the kind of the increased production from the secondary segment, and is that started to impact us or still some time?
No, just to clarify, even when the coal costs were high, there was no reduction in secondary production because I think the margins in secondary steel were still, I would say quite decent. So with the coal prices coming down, so eventually I feel the steel prices domestically should start going down and the demand should remain, the margins should remain healthy. So even when the coal prices were quite high, there were never reduction in the steel production from secondary side. There was not.
Understood, sir. So secondly, given that we had a shutdown, we should have been carrying some of the imported coal inventory. So have we reported any inventory losses in terms of at least the imported coal which we use in Sponge Island this quarter? And how is the cost of production is expected to move next quarter?
As I already mentioned before, usually we operate an NP of, 45 days to 60 days because we import all the thermal coal for a DRI. So when the plant was shut down, so that inventory was definitely carry over in this quarter. But we ensured we didn't make any new fresh purchases. So the new coal, which is will start coming in month of June, so that will take care of whatever inventory losses we occurred during probably April and May, because the index is quite low. Index from $150 in March has come down to $100 in May. So that will take up, that will cover up the inventory loss which occurred during the shutdown.
So just to clarify, we have not taken any inventory loss as of now, but using the high cost inventory in 1Q. Is that what you have just said?
Basharji, can you highlight on this point?
No, we have not taken any inventory loss in FY23.
Okay, sir. Okay. And so just one last question regarding our capital allocation. So given that this pellet and iron ore mining thing is going to run for a longer period, but our cash inflows, like the previous participants have pointed out, would remain much higher. Just wanted to understand that what inflection point you would think of for putting money in the steel business again, given the constant capacity in steel from almost a decade now.
The steel side, we already announced the capex plan of a million ton pig iron plant, And for that, we are awaiting the, you know, the approval, final approval for the land allocation and environmental approval, both of which are in process. And once these approvals are received, we would aim to start the work at the site. So that will be an additional substantial capex in the steel site.
That will start only next year, right?
Yeah, that will start next year. We don't expect this to start in the current year.
Understood, sir. That's all from my side. And thank you for taking the question and all the best for the time.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and 1 to ask a question. We have our next question from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just a couple of questions from my side. First, what I wanted to understand is, you know, what issues are we exactly facing in context to expanding our sponge iron capacity from 0.5 to 0.6 million tons?
Okay, just to answer you that, you know, so we have already got the EC from MOEF for 5.94 against 0.495. And we are waiting for the consent to operate from the State Pollution Board, which is a part of the compliance without which we cannot enhance the capacity. So we have been, you know, trying to follow up with the state government, you know, to give grant us. But for some reason or the other, they are not moving ahead. So we are still struggling, but we are confident that in this financial year, we should be able to get the permission.
So it's at end of FY24, we should expect this.
We are hopeful. See, you know, there's always saying, right? Umeed to dunya kaayam hai. So when we go by that, so we are hopeful that this financial year we should get the, you know, enhanced permission from the State Pollution Board.
And what about the billet side? So in billet, we are saying that will increase from 0.4 to 0.5. I think earlier we said that we have plans to increase it to 0.6 million tons. So anything on that?
Yeah, so on the billet side, the work is already in the progress. We have already mentioned in the investor presentation. So the billet expansion will be completed in Q2 of this financial year. So currently we are taking a capacity from 0.4 to 0.5. We did mention we want to take it to 0.6, but we have revised the guidance to 0.5 at the moment. And if you want to take it further from 0.5 to 0.6, we will announce it, you know, again. But at the moment, the capacity is going to be 0.5 and it should be the capex is already done and the work should be completed in Q2 of this financial year.
Okay, understood. My next question was on the coal consumption cost. So you just told us that this 18,000 rupees per ton coal consumption has actually gone down to 12,000-13,000, which will fully start realizing from Q2 onwards. So
yes.
Can you help with the consumption cost in the current quarter for coal?
See, so currently, with the inventory we're carrying, the per ton cost of sponge iron will be, say, about, you know, say about 13,500 to 14,000 rupees per ton of sponge iron. But in a BRI, which will eventually go down say at least 30% in the Q2, which will come down below 10,000 rupees ton in Q2.
And what was the corresponding numbers for this 13,000 to 14,000 rupees in Q4?
Q4 also will be the same level because the market started correcting from March onwards, and in March it was about 150-160 the index. It has come down to 100 levels in last two months. So Q4 and Q1 will be on the similar levels. Big impact will be seen from Q2 onwards.
Okay. So that means that in current quarter, we'll be taking a hit on the NSR because the steel prices, pellet prices both have gone down. But in terms of raw material cost, there will be hardly any change for the current quarter.
You can say so. Yeah. There will be impact because from June onwards, they will start, you know, realizing the lower coal prices. But yeah, the full impact will be Q2, so you can consider Q4 and Q1 on the similar level in terms of coal.
Okay, got it. My last question, Abhishek, was on the subsidiaries. So if I look at the performance of the subsidiaries in the last 1 year, and if I look at the EBITDA of standalone and console, there is hardly any contribution coming from Hira and Alok. And also, we saw that Alok didn't produce anything in the last quarter. So, and if I compare, you know, other ferroalloy companies, they are at least doing high single-digit margins on an average for the last 2-3 quarters. So what is the target in terms of, you know, annual EBITDA from both of these companies going forward?
See, on the, I tell you, on the ferro business, right, you know, if you leave out year 2021, because which was exceptional for ferroalloys, because the prices were as high as, you know, 1.2 lakh rupees to 1.25 lakh rupees ton, with average realization of, say, 1 lakh rupees, you know, ferro business, usually, you know, you can see a margin of, say, you know, about, you know, 10% of, you know, of your price realization. And the second issue which we faced was, we were carrying a lot of inventory on the magnesium side, because the magnesium market on the upside. So that also has, you know, given us a big hit. But eventually the magnesium prices started coming down in line with the market prices, and all the old inventory is almost over. So from this quarter onwards, we can see the both the units, you know, back into profit again.
Can you give some number in terms of what is the average annual EBITDA that we target to get from both of these companies put together, Hira Alloy and Alok?
See, I think probably, you know, you can consider a margin of 5,000 rupees done, you know, on the entire production on average basis. Okay. Plus, you know, with Hira's solar power being commissioned, that will also, you know, add up to the profitability, because their power cost will go down. Because the contribution of power in federal business is almost 25% of the operating costs. So that will also, you know, help them in improving their margins.
Okay. You said 5,000 rupees per ton, right? Average EBITDA.
Yes. That is the industry standard, you know, plus minus 10%. But yeah, that should be the number we're looking at for this financial year.
Okay. All right. Thanks. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We have our next question from the line of Siddharth Agarwal from Prudent Value Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Hi, Abhishek. So my first question is, our cost of mining ore has been inching up from, you know, roughly 2,400 rupees per ton in, you know, in 1920 to roughly 3,100 now. So yeah. Where do you think is this likely to stabilize, especially as we intend to scale operations to 6 million ton? So
right.
what would you expect this to stabilize at?
So you know, the there are two major components, from 1920 to this year, where you you know, the difference of almost 700 rupees. The first is amount of royalty, because royalty is almost 20%, you know, of the IBM price. And, you know, IBM price is usually published 3 months later. For example, if you're sitting in May right now, so we're paying a royalty basis their February publication, you know. And as you understand, the fines market or the INO market has started going down from March onwards. So there will be a reduction in royalty going forward. That will be a direct saving to the company. They estimate about, say, you know, 150 to 200 rupees from there. And on the transportation side, you know, earlier diesel was about 60, 70 rupees. Now, you know, government has almost stabilized diesel prices to, you know, between 95 to 100. And transportation is, of course, one of the major costs, including, you know, mining costs. So on these two accounts, there were, you know, primary increase in the costing. So diesel, of course, is not in our hands. I don't see any reduction in that. But on the royalty side, as the market keeps going down, there will be a reduction in the royalty pricing. So the estimate this year, we should be somewhere around 2850 2800 rupees average mining cost for the entire year.
Okay. And Abhishek, what are our total...
I would like to add one more thing in this. Is the ramp up our mining from 2.3 million ton in Aridongri to about 6 million ton, I'm sure there will be a benefit of operating leverage as we go forward.
Yes.
So there will be a benefit of operating leverage as per ton mining cost will go down. Of course, transportation cost and royalty may not impact because of the operating leverage, but mining cost and our fixed overhead in the mine will definitely be distributed on the higher volumes. So there will be some reduction in the cost initially when we ramp up the mining.
Okay. And so what are our total reserves, and when do we really expect, you know, that the 6 billion ton annual production to start happening?
Abhishek?
Yeah, I think on the reserve side, we have already informed, you know, everyone about the reserve. I think we have already, till we have explored right now, we have already declared almost about 180 million tons. And on the operation side, once we receive the approval, which we expect to happen in, you know, probably in Q3 of this financial year. So from there on, you can consider 12 months. So we can see a full mining production, I would say, you know, end of FY24 or, you know, starting of FY25.
So at least FY25 end, we should see closer to 6 million ton
yes,
out of
yes,
annual
yes,
production.
Yes. And along with Just to add, we have also applied for beneficiation. So that capacity will also be, coming in line along with the mining capacity. That both things will happen parallelly.
Okay. And at that capacity, that level of ore mining, assumingly, the ore prices are at similar level as of today, we would have roughly 1,400-1,500 crore of cash generation every year.
If you assume today's market price, you can say that.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot and thank you very much for your answers.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants to press star and one to ask a question. We have a next question from the line of Aman Madrecha from Augmenta Research. Please go ahead. Mr. Aman, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Could you please highlight more on the ferroalloy business, like how it is panning out globally and what is the scenario of the Indian ferroalloy manufacturer as of now?
See, on the ferroalloy side, the problem is, China, of course, is the biggest manufacturer of ferroalloys, the biggest importer of manganese as well. So again, the ferroalloy business is, quite China-driven. So at the moment, the exports from India were quite on the low side because, of course, due to the energy prices in Europe and, other parts of the world, a lot of capacity went out of production, on the steel side. If you see, a lot of capacity in Europe was out of production, people have said the blast furnaces be in Japan, be in Korea, or be in Europe. So now since the energy prices have come down to, normal levels, so slowly and slowly the capacity is coming back into production from Europe and the countries. So as the capacity starts coming on, there will be again demand of exports from India. So eventually there will be a, again a balance between, the supply and demand. So we see the market going to be, and if you see the price of silico manganese, there's been around 70,000 rupees for more than the last 6 months. So on the finished side, the prices are quite stable. And the manganese ore prices have come down to almost towards the bottom. Probably a reduction of the 10-20% might be there. So with these input prices and the finish, there will be a decent margin for the business going forward.
Okay, so we are trying to say that because the energy prices are stabilized and the raw materials are stabilized, so the ferroalloy business could start doing good.
The margin should come back. Yes. The margin should come back exponentially, definitely.
Okay. And could you please highlight, what would be the industry capacity utilization currently on the pellet side? Any idea about that?
The pellet capacity is close to about 75-80% on the installed capacity for India.
And when can we expect this the export side of markets to pick up? Or are we not focusing on that right now?
No, see, we are always open for exports, but eventually, you have to see the expand realization versus export versus domestic. So, as we said earlier also, wherever we get better realization, we will target the market. So, currently, domestic is much better than exports. So, our focus is on domestic market at the moment. But we are always open for export. We are always in discussion with our potential buyers. So, as an opportunity presents, we will start exporting again. The window is always open.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. FY23 has been proven to be an exceptional year for our company, marked by significant strategic advancement and operational performance achievement. With robust balance sheet, ambitious growth strategies, and dedicated workforce, we are confident in sustaining our strong performance in years to come. We sincerely appreciate and thanks for your presence in the conference call, as we hope that we have been able to address your all questions to your satisfaction. If you have any further questions or require any additional information, please feel free to get in touch with us or contact our investor relations agency, Go India Advisor. Once again, thank you. Thank you all for your participation. Thanks.
Thank you.
On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.